You are listening to Nathan Chansky, and this is the Passion with Purpose podcast. Hello to all you creators, dreamers, and doers out there. I'm Nathan Chansky, photographer, business coach, and your host. After starting my photography business and nearly giving up after a rough first couple of years, with God's help, I transformed my business and became the multi-six-figure business owner here with you today. I'm here to drop weekly episodes full of everything I've learned in the process while bringing on some of the biggest experts in the industry. This podcast is for photographers, creatives, and anyone wanting to build a business and life of your fullest God-given potential. Welcome to the show, my friend. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm so excited because I have a returning guest, I think. I've had you on the show, right? Yeah, I have a returning guest on the podcast, Dani Purrington, and everybody loved having her on last time, so I'm so excited to bring her back on. And we're talking about a very specific topic today that you might have seen from the title, but before we go there, Dani, give us a little like, hey, and tell us a little bit about what you do and just kind of like, yeah, what's bringing you here today?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks again for having me on. I think this is my second time.
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
It is.
Yeah,
That's why I said I was like returning guest.
Yeah, because I think last time I talked about elopement photography. Well, okay, so that's a good leeway into what I do. So I am an elopement photographer. I have been a photographer in the wedding industry for, well, since 2018. So I don't know how many years that's been. I think Wait. 2017.
We're 2020. Oh, 2017.
Right. 2017 was my first wedding. Yes. Yeah, so 2018, I was legally my business, but I've been shooting since 2017. In 2020, I switched to elopements. Really just kind of felt like the big wedding game was just not it for me anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm a very outdoorsy person and I love just the intimacy and the intentionality of what elopements are. And so ever since 2020, actually before COVID, I switched and rebranded and did everything, created a new website, which I can get into in a moment. But then COVID hit and everybody eloped. So it was kind of like a good push into the elopement industry. Mm-hmm. And yeah, since then I shoot primarily in like Yosemite, Hawaii, and all of Utah because we just moved to Utah. And I also like to educate other photographers. I have for the past like 5 years. Last year, I took a step back just because I had two babies. And I was like, I am a little spread thin with trying to do elopements and education. But I was really praying about it. And like, I have just been like, Lord, like, I want to be in your will with whatever I'm doing in my business. Mm-hmm. And at that time last year, he was like, I really just need you to be a mom. But then this year, there was something so big that happened in my business and was just bringing in so many inquiries. After I really started focusing on my own business, I saw a lot of fruit from one specific marketing channel. And that's what I really want to talk about today, because I feel like a lot of photographers are missing out on this opportunity. And it was just, it's been such a blessing for my business. And so I'm really passionate about it. And God was just kind of like, you know what? I kept asking him like, Lord, I really love this topic. I'd love to teach on it. Like, show me, like, is this what you want me to do? And he was like, he was just showing me signs and everything. Like, there's such a need for this. Like, I think I launched this. So basically I launched an SEO announcement where it's like a Facebook group and I have people coming just to learn a lot about SEO. And I got like 300 people on my email list like day one, which was insane for me. I don't think that's ever happened. And now we have like almost 500 people in the Facebook group. So there's definitely a need in this specific topic. And I just really felt like I was being pushed in this direction to just kind of speak out and teach on this. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm like, I'm just going to focus on one topic that I'm really good at and really just, I think, like help other photographers that need help with this because it's a little scary. You know?
Dani, I love it. Like, I could not love it more for like when I saw you, I don't know what your first post was along these lines of like kind of stepping more into teaching on SEO and like sharing your story on SEO. And I just feel like seeing that come down my feed, I was just like, yes, like this is like it. You know what I mean? Like finding something that you just teach so well because of like a personal experience and like such a, and we're going to get into your story with it a little bit in a minute, but like having your story tied to that is just, yes, I was just like so excited for you. So I'm really pumped to hear. And I would love to just start there. Let's start with, tell us a little bit about what drew you to SEO. Like, why do you love it? And you can either put this in story form or just in data form, whatever you want. Like, what have you been able to see in your photography business with SEO?
So just kind of a background into who I am before I was even doing photography. I actually worked corporate for like a tech company, and I did website design. I did like Google Analytics. I had to be certified for that. And so I was already very knowledgeable in the web space, which has always been like a big, I think, positive for like what I teach, because I do have a lot of knowledge in that. So I just kind of had a Squarespace website once I got started, and I was like, you know, we'll just see where this goes and just kind of get started and build the website out. But then in 2020, I was hacked on my Instagram account. And this was like right when I was switching again from big weddings to elopements. And so I was like, whoa, like my inquiries have just completely, they're just going to stop, because 90% of my inquiries were coming in from Instagram. And at that point, I was sitting there like, wow, I really wish I would have taken the time to build out my website to be more Google friendly so that people were finding me on Google and like inquiring organically that way, because now I have nothing. And I was like, I put all of my eggs in one basket, which was a huge mistake. And so when that was taken from me, it was really scary. I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm pretty sure I just sat and I just cried, because I thought my business was like, I didn't know where I was going to get new inquiries. And luckily, I was able to get my account back, but it was a good wake-up call for me to be like, I need to really invest in my website.
Yeah.
So what I did is I sat down and I started like building out strategic things that I'll get into how I actually did this. But the story around it is I sat down, I really focused on a strategic SEO strategy, meaning like it was very, I had a plan with it. It has very specific plan to be found for specific things that weren't just general and not just like, you know, pushing publish on my website and then hoping that it gets found on Google. Like I did a bunch of research behind pages I made. And after doing that, 2 years, I'd say like 2022 to 2023 specifically, in 2023, 90% of my inquiries were actually coming from Google. And I mean, I'm still getting a lot of inquiries from Instagram too. So that just kind of shows you like having two marketing avenues that are like really powerful is just great, because then you're getting just like kind of double, which is awesome. But also if one fails, you still have the other. And I think that was really important for me. And so just some data behind how this has changed my business. Last year, when I decided to kind of really focus in and make sure my SEO was working and see where I was showing up, after doing some research, I found I was showing up on page one for like three targeted keywords that I really wanted to be showing up for, which made sense to me. Cause then I was like, that's why I'm getting a lot of inquiries from Google. It was specifically for Yosemite elopement photographer, Hawaii and Moab, which is what I wanted. So it was great. Cause I was like, this is working. And, after doing that in December, I think I booked like four Yosemite elopements. I had to raise my prices actually, because I was just booking out so quickly. Now I'm charging like $10,000 per elopement. I booked my first $15,000 wedding elopement in St. Thomas. Like, I don't even know what happened with that one, honestly. I was like, the Lord's just really blessing this right now. So this is just great. And it felt good to be in his will and just like, wow, okay, he's just really showering me with a lot right now. So that's great. But yeah, I had to raise my prices. And so now I'm probably getting like five inquiries a week from Google specifically. And here's the thing, they're so targeted. Like they're for Yosemite, right? And they're like exactly my ideal client, which is so beautiful, because every inquiry I'm getting is a dream client essentially, which is so good. So that's just like another perk to having SEO so targeted, is you can be found for, you know, your dream clients are finding you for what you want.
Keyword.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's so, so amazing. And just to like hear that you took that situation that was obviously so hopelessly feeling for you, and you're just like, I'm going to see what I can do with this on the flip side of it. and then just these crazy results that you've been able to get from it. And I mean, that's not an easy, I'm assuming, keyword to target for at all. So that's nuts that you've literally been able to target for that type of a keyword, because I'm sure that's just such high competition.
So that's what the crazy thing was. It was like, I did the research. So before I even make a page, I go to like Google Keyword Planner and I'm looking at words and I'm like, what has a high search volume with like low competition? And to my surprise, Yosemite Elopement Photographer had low competition, but it had like 1,000 to 10,000 searches per month. So I was like, that's really shocking to me. I wouldn't have thought that, you know, but that's why doing the research is so important, because then you actually can write pages around keywords that are being searched for without guessing, you know? So that's why you got to do it.
And I feel like what's really cool about SEO specifically that I've always admired is that people don't think to go there. It's always kind of like a fourth or fifth in line when people think of marketing channels. And so what that does is it gives this massive like opportunity where you can market yourself, and the work that you put in on that type of a channel is so much more high leverage than maybe the work you would put in on a high competition, high audience type of a channel. Because again, it's like, if you compare this with Instagram, yes, obviously is Instagram something that's more at the forefront of our minds? Sure. But people are so like quick to think of Instagram as the place they should market themselves, whereas no one thinks to market themselves on SEO very often. So it's like, if you do and you can actually get a ranking there, you have this, it's almost like, where are you building your house? Are you building it in a place where like there's going to be a house right next to you? Or are you going to build it in an area where you get like 10 acres of land? I mean, that's like the way I'm thinking about it. Does that make sense?
I would totally go for the 10 acres of land, to be honest. But yeah,
exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So it's like
more land and there's a lot more opportunity. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one thing too is, I think like with Instagram, yeah, like you were saying, there's so much competition there. Everybody's doing it, like, and you just feel so burnt out. Yet with showing up on page one for Google with specific words that you want to be found for is actually so easy. And I think a lot of people think it's almost impossible to show up on Google for like page one, but it's really, really easy if you just do the research. And I think that's the key, is you have to do the research first before you do it. But again, you know, everyone's like, Instagram is free. I'm like, so is building your SEO. Like, honestly, if you just do this, like, it's absolutely free. You don't have to pay Google ads, you know? And the thing is like, I think it's like 83% of users click on organic anyway. They don't even click on the sponsored. I was doing some research on that, like statistic. And also, like, I think you're 10 times more likely to get clicked on if you're like in the first four positions, which is actually pretty easy to do. You just have to know how to do it. And so that's, I think, where the power is. And that's why I'm so passionate about this, because there is so much opportunity there that so many people aren't doing. I actually, fun fact, I did not post to Instagram for like 4 months, from like December to March. I think March was the first time I posted anything photography related. And I booked like 4 or 5 elopements in that span of time. I was just like,
that's amazing.
I didn't need to do anything, you know? And that's so cool. Cause like, I like to say, it's like, you're getting inquiries in your sleep. Your website is your salesperson 24/7. And it's just kind of like, you get to sit back, relax, and just let them roll in, you know? And it's great. Plus there's millions of brides on Google every day. So your target audience is there.
So we're going to get into, for anybody listening, we're going to get into some practical steps from Danny in a second. But I really want to know first, who do you think SEO is like best for? If someone's listening and they're like, okay, Danny, should I put in my time to SEO, or should I be, am I better fit for something else? Like, who would you say is the best person to really press into SEO?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think my first answer would be, it's really important to have a website that you feel has good design, because building a design and then building out your SEO at the same time can be a little hard. So I would actually say, like, it's probably in your benefit to figure out your style design first, get it out of the way, and then go through and make it like search engine friendly, because that building out a design that is user-friendly is a big part of SEO. So it has to be like non-confusing. It has to not be overwhelming. I see a lot of website designs that are just kind of like collages with script font. And I'm like, I can't really read what's going on there. I feel like users are going to get confused. And when I'm doing website critiques a lot, I see that a lot in photographer websites. I'm like, I just think this is a little confusing. There's no call to action here. Like you need to have a design that's very cohesive, right? I think once you can get that nailed, then it's time to start focusing on the SEO strategy, which is where you're building a web page around a specific keyword. For example, Yosemite elopement photographer, the page that I built for that has everything to do with only Yosemite and me being the photographer I am in Yosemite, right? So step one, I think, is to have a good design. Step two is then to go through and figure out what keyword you want to build. Then step three is once they get to your site, how do you get them to actually inquire, which is a whole other copy story, you know, but a whole other strategy to do with that web page. But to get people to your page is actually not that hard. And that's why I want to like teach people how to do that in tandem with how to get them to inquire. So I guess SEO is for everybody. I would just recommend, like, if you have a Pixie site set, like site right now, what is it? Pixie set?
Yeah.
Right? Is that what the platform is?
I think it's called Pixie Set. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people have that as just their website. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think you're missing a lot of opportunity on that. I think you need to go with like Show It. Squarespace is good too. WordPress is also really great. But if you're not super familiar with like HTML, I wouldn't go there. Show It is just the most user friendly. And there's a lot of SEO customization you can do with it. And I think that with a design that you like, either having bought like a template or worked with a designer, is going to help you a lot as you get started with your search engine optimization. Does that make sense? I hope. And so it is for everybody. It
absolutely makes sense. You're like, who is it not for? Let's talk about that. Like it's literally for everybody. Like who shouldn't be tapping into SEO?
No, everybody can do it. Yeah.
Right.
Seriously.
I think even to me, something that I always think of like, is there are certain people who I know coached a lot of them and they're like, I don't really want to be on social media much, or like certain people whose lifestyle is like, I don't really feel like I have so much time to lend myself to creating a new post on social media every single day. And so like a lot of those people, I'd be like, you'd be perfect for SEO because it's something that is more of a back end type of thing. I mean, I know you have to nurture it, and I know you can't just like do it once and leave it forever. But at the end of the day, like it is to me, from what I understand of it, it's a lot more passive. So let me ask this. Do you have any tips that you can give to us? Do you have any like practical stuff that you can like sneak in this episode to give us like the inside scoop on stuff that we could do with our websites to make it more SEO friendly?
Yeah. So I think a lot of people get scared with SEO because they see a lot of technical stuff and they're like, I don't know what any of that means. So I'm going to tell you the strategy that I did and that worked for me. And hopefully this makes sense because I think it's probably the most practical way you're going to start showing up on page one. First thing you're going to do is you're going to do the research. Like I said, you have to research the keyword you want to be found for. If you're like guessing and you're just like, oh, I want to be found for Oklahoma wedding photographer. Okay. That might actually have a high search volume. And so you're competing, or I mean a high competition. And then also there's like low search volume. So yeah. Okay. You're competing with a lot more people. And there's also not a lot of people looking for that specific phrase.
Yeah.
So that's why doing the research matters. I like to use Google Keyword Planner. It's within the Google Ads platform and it's super easy. It's free. Just create an account if you have Google and you can actually see what the search volume is and then what the competition is. And then if it's low, sometimes it'll give you suggestions. So like I was doing an example for one of my videos that are on sale for my SEO course, but in the video, I did like Oklahoma newborn photographer and that was actually like not searched at all. and like there was no competition. It was like 0 to 10 searches a month, which isn't worth like putting in the time to do that. Right. So then I looked at the suggestions and it was like Oklahoma City newborn photographer. So not Oklahoma, but Oklahoma City. And so then I was like, okay. And that had a higher search volume with, you know, low competition. So that's why it matters to do the research, because you're guessing what people are searching for, and that can be damaging.
Hey friend, super duper quick. I'm not running a single ad on today's episode, and I try to keep this podcast completely free of partnership ads, which means that I'm not making a dime for showing up for you today. So the only thing I'm going to ask of you is, if you are loving what you are hearing, it would mean the absolute world if you could write me a review and leave me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Costs you like 60 seconds, yet it fuels me to keep showing up for you every single week and makes a massive difference to getting this podcast out to more entrepreneurs like yourself who need the education and encouragement. So we'll make it super easy for you. We'll include a link in the show notes and directions for how to do it. Super easy. And it's always incredible, by the way, to have you share the podcast to your social media or text it to a friend who might need to hear a certain episode. Tell you what, I read every single review. So if you are writing a review, think of it as a personal message to me that I so appreciate. So thank you so much to those who have left kind words. You guys are the absolute best. And to everybody else, I cannot wait to read yours. So quick pause the episode, go do that quick, and I will be forever grateful. All right, now let's get back to the show.
Hold on. One.
Can I ask a question for the dummies? Okay. Sure. So for me, when you look at, you said search volume, because search volume is obviously how many searches, like what, per month?
Yeah. I think it's per month. Yeah.
What about, how do you find out how much competition there is?
Yeah. That's where it'll tell you it literally has a column and it'll say competition and it'll say low, medium, or high.
Sweet.
If it's low, that's what you want. Like, you don't want high because you're probably not going to show up. That's probably going to be a lot of the bigger sites like The Knot or, you know, Wedding Wire or something like that. It's hard to compete with them. So that's where, if you're like so specific and like it's low and it's a high search volume, it's gold. It's literally like printing gold at that point.
That's awesome.
And that's why it really matters to do the research. So once you know what keyword you want to do, right? Let's, for the example, we're using Oklahoma City wedding photographer, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now what you're going to do is you're going to create a whole page around that keyword. So the title is going to be Oklahoma City wedding photographer. Here's the key. You don't necessarily have to have it in your navigation. It can just be a web page on its own, which I think is really cool. Now, if you are very specified in that, you could even make it your homepage if that's the only place you like to shoot. It just kind of varies on what you want this web page to do for you. For me, since I have like three places, I have different web pages for each place, and they can all be found in a navigation like Yosemite, Hawaii, or Moab, and it'll take them to that Yosemite photographer page. So create the web page, make that the title, put it in the heading, use Oklahoma City as your keyword, and, you know, talk about your photography. And then the next step would then be to have the copy that's going to make them feel confident in you as an Oklahoma City photographer. Having things linking to other blogs on your website, like backlinks, right? Including links to other like galleries that you have within your site, and like linking to venues that you like in Oklahoma City or florists or other vendors. As many links as you can include on the webpage, it's going to help your SEO. And I hope that makes sense. We call them backlinks, but there's two types. There's outbound links, which is you bringing people to other credible websites like National Park Service or, you know, something like that. And then there's inbound links, which are other websites linking to your website, which help a lot too. So that's where like getting published and, you know, having other big websites linking to your website helps your SEO overall as well. But that's getting a little technical. I don't want to confuse anybody with like too many terms, but yeah. So once you build out this webpage around that specific keyword, honestly, that's it. And I would say make it more qualitative. So really put in the research, the words, the keywords, the links. Make sure your images have alt text, which basically means changing the title of the image for SEO purposes to be like Oklahoma City wedding photographer, right? That are Oklahoma City photos, obviously. Does that make sense? I guess those are like my practical tips.
It absolutely does make sense. Okay. Yep. And some people, you might have to go back and listen to it a little bit while you're on Google. But my question for you, Danny, is something that I just thought of. Let's say that someone does, you said this is in Google Analytics or Google Search Console, the keyword thing.
That is in Google Keyword Planner, which is in Google Ads. Okay,
whole different
actually.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Google Search Console is a great need tool too, but different.
So in the Keyword Planner, do they have to have a Google Ads account set up?
Yes, it's free to set up and you don't have to run ads. And that's why I love it because it is free. There are other tools that you have to pay for to get that. And the other thing too, I'll say about this is Google Keyword Planner is Google. So it's like you're getting Google stats. And that's why I like that instead of going with a third party, because it's probably pretty accurate, you know?
Okay. And then another question I have is, let's say someone's in a situation where they're like, okay, Danny, I totally want to do this. I'm sold on this whole SEO thing, but they're like, my location has, you know, maybe like all the keywords that they're looking for that have high search volume are high competition.
Yeah.
What would you advise them in that situation? Should they just like give up SEO and be like, I can't do it? Or yeah, what would you say to someone like that?
Yeah, I think it would just take a little more research. Try different phrases. Try other things that like suggestions. A lot of times Google Ads or Google Keyword Planner will give you suggestions of other keywords that are being searched. And that's where you can see if that's a lower competition. It's so funny because I also just did this with my co-host on my podcast, Molly. She's like, you know, I just don't want to create a page for Dallas wedding photographer because there's so many Dallas wedding photographers. And I'm like, did you do the research, Molly? And she's like, well, no. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. And I literally did this on a podcast episode with her. And I'm like, Molly, I'm like, there's so many searches and it's low competition. What are you talking about? Like, it's deceiving. It might think like it's really high competition, but actually it's not. And I think that's why it's really important to just do it and just look. And the other thing too is when I'm building a web page, I will actually go and seek out the competition, see what is showing up on page one for that key phrase I want to write a page for. And then I'll think to myself, how can I make it better? Or what can I do that's different or better than what this person's doing as competition? So that's like, I guess.
So don't take everything at face value. Like,
no.
Keep like push yourself to actually go the extra mile with your research, with your preparation. And there's got to be a loophole somewhere.
There is. Usually most of the time there is a word that you can make a web page for that is being searched. It just in my experience with working with other students. So you just can maybe have to put in a little more time and effort. I remember I was just trying to do one for Zion and there was low search volume for any type of Zion wedding, Zion elopement. There was just like no one was searching for it. And I'm like, that is so weird. So instead, I just did Zion National Park wedding and that had a higher search volume. So not even photographer related. It was just wedding. So now I'm like, okay,
really quick. What would you consider a high search volume on average monthly searches?
Yeah, I would say between like 1,000 to 10,000 is solid. Anything above that is also good.
Now,
but you don't want to go lower than that.
Now, do you think I'm asking you like all the questions? Do you think that there are that many searches even for like local markets? And I have no idea. I'm just wondering. Like, are there like for even like a local market? And then let's say it's not like a huge metropolitan area, like it's not like a New York City, but let's say it's like a Cincinnati or something like that. Do you think even that city would have that high of search volumes just for the local market?
For places like Cincinnati or like smaller towns, yeah, you might struggle with like a number of searches. However, think about it. There are thousands of brides getting married every year. Like hundreds of thousands. So I really think that there are people everywhere getting married. And so it's not hard. I mean, specifically for weddings, right? It's not hard to find, I think, people searching for that type of stuff. If you are in a smaller town, I would, you know, you probably already go to the bigger cities to do a lot of weddings. You know, I mean, that's probably just natural. I don't know. But, you know, like I would target the bigger cities. I would go to the places that people would be searching, the popular destinations, right? Like if that's especially where you want to be shooting, you know, I would do that. Yes, it might be harder for more local, but, you know, even if it's a low search volume, like, you know, 100 searches a month, you could probably still be showing up on page one of Google for that. So I would say just go for it. And like, if that's what you want to do. But yeah, usually the bigger cities tend to be searched more anyway. So people navigate to that, like, search wise anyway.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yep. Absolutely. And I also think too, that like you said, if you think that there's like something that has like a really low search volume, try a different keyword. Try it with like a different variation. Like, even I feel like the difference between searching like photographer and photography could even be like a difference. So yeah, I love that. I love that answer.
There's two different like pages you can make, right? There's Yosemite Elopement Photographer, but then there's How to Elope in Yosemite, which is a whole other like informational type post, right? Or web page. So there's,
it's almost like they're looking for an article.
Correct. So there's a navigational. There's two categories, I like to say. Navigational is I'm searching for a specific business, Yosemite Elopement Photographer. There's informational, which is I want information on how to elope in Yosemite, right? I want a how-to or five tips for, you know? Those are two categories that you can also look at for the pages that you create, if that makes sense.
Yep, that absolutely makes sense. Okay, perfect. Here's another question for you. If there's like somebody who, and I've had this because I remember I was like dabbling in Google Ads about a year ago or something like that. And again, another like more technical question, so bear with me. When you get into Google Ads and you want to get to that keyword planner, there's like this, I think that's in what's called expert mode. I could be wrong, in Google Ads. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know.
Like the main, like the main interface.
Let me pull it up.
Because I just remember like in the main interface of Google Ads, I wasn't able to get to Keyword Planner until I like created my first ad through like their, it was like a dumbed down, watered down version of Google Ads. And then I had to like create my first ad through that. And then I went and created an ad through the like the more expert, like into like all the different controls mode, but I couldn't get to that until I created like the dummy ad. It was really, really weird. I don't know. I had to like hop on a call with Google. It was like weird.
I do remember this as a part of setting up an ad. It makes you set up an ad.
Yes.
However, you don't need to run it. You don't need to run it. So I would just get through it. It's like a free trial thing. Like, you know, you could use the free trial on other tools, but you know, just jump through the hoops, I think, with Google Ads and like create a dummy ad, but don't run it. You know, you don't have to.
So just leave it there as like a pending ad.
Yeah. Like you can pause it or stop it and not have it run. So you're not losing any money, but it should be, I mean, I use it for free. I haven't paid a dime in like a year since I ran ads. So you should be able to use it, but yeah, maybe just get through the steps and then you'll be able to use it.
I only say that not to be like overly technical, but because I remember like it giving me like such a headache, and I was like, this should really be something that they make easier for people, that they don't have to go through creating their initial ad before they can get to like all the controls of Ads Manager, or I mean, that's Facebook. Would they get through all the controls of like Google Ads? So that's,
well, if you think about it, they want you to spend,
for anybody that's banging their head against the wall.
I know. They want you to spend money. So they want you to do that, you know, and then they also want to make it user friendly and show you how to make an ad before you try and do it yourself. So I mean, I get it, but just jump through the hoops and just, you know, it's like a loophole. Just get through it and then you'll have it.
Okay. That makes sense. So tell us a little bit about, cause there, I feel like there's so many myths out there about SEO. Like people think it's one way. People think something's true and it's really not, because they're just not educated on SEO or they've never tried it. What are some myths on SEO that you found, and how would you like demyth them?
Yeah, I think people think they need to hire someone to do SEO for them. And honestly, that's not the case. Mm-hmm. I think you can do it on your own. I think it's actually pretty simple and straightforward. And I think people just get scared. They don't know or take the time how to learn it like they do Instagram, like learning the algorithm.
Right.
It's essentially pretty straightforward and it's pretty easy to know once you know how to do it. Kind of like making a Reels. You didn't know how to do it when it came out 3 years ago. Now you're probably pro.
Right.
So you got to take the time to learn how to make a web page like that, how to do the research and stuff like that. So I think the biggest myth is you need to hire someone to make sure your SEO is top notch. And I know people that spend like thousands of dollars on that type of stuff. You could go that route, I don't think it's necessary.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think someone should do? Do you think they should hire it out, or do you think they should do it themselves? Like, if you were to just like take them aside and be like, hey, here's the real reel.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. You've got to learn it, right? I think learning it on your own with maybe someone who's not teaching it in the photography industry might be hard. So like going to YouTube and like trying to figure out how to do this, that might be a little more difficult. If you could learn from someone like me or someone who's in the industry teaching specifically how photographers can use it for their business, I think that would be more worthwhile and probably a lot cheaper than trying to spend money on someone to do it. Because, and I like to say this, like, you catch a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. So my thing is like, I just want to teach y'all how to do it so you can keep doing it and like not have to keep coming back and paying for SEO to get done. Cause if you think about it, they'll set up your website, but then you're like, I don't know how to do it myself. Like, I want to create this new webpage. Right. Do I have to spend an extra $500 for them to do that? You know? And so if you can do it yourself, you're going to save a lot of money. And I know you believe in outsourcing. And so I know why you're asking this, and I do too. But I also feel like if you're not in a position to spend money like that, there is a way to do it on your own. And it's actually not that complicated. It's kind of like running Instagram.
Well, and here's what I would say too, is I've worked with a lot of people who have done the outsourcing of SEO. And this isn't like a knock to everybody who runs an SEO agency, but I have not heard very good experiences in the past. And so I don't know if that is just kind of like a fluke, you know, pattern, but I haven't heard of awesome experiences when people outsource it. So I would just say, if you're gonna outsource it and you absolutely don't have the time to do it yourself, make sure that the person who you're working with has like very results driven proof that they know what they're doing and that they've worked for people like you. Because I've seen situations where people will be like they'll shell out like $500 per month for someone to bring in SEO to their website, like to SEO optimize their website, and they won't get any results from it. Like, and even if they do get results, like the results will be like, just like very, very minimal. So that's my only thing, is like, if you're going to do it your own way, I mean, excuse me, if you're going to do it the outsourcing way, just make sure that you are going to somebody who's reputable, or just do it like Danny says and learn from someone who's actually been doing it before and learn it yourself.
And I think like the difference is, when I think an agency does it, they're not giving you the income driven results, which is so different than just results. I'm talking like people are inquiring and booking through pages you're being found for. And that's like my Yosemite page, right? And so it's like, there's a way to be making income off of your SEO, and that's what you need to focus on. Not the, I think this could be another myth. It's not just the fluff on your about page. It's not just the fluff on your homepage. I think it's the strategic gallery blogs that you're doing, as well as web pages you're creating around keywords. When I say gallery blogs, I mean like real weddings that you're blogging and having keywords in the title of that. Like, you know, Yosemite elopement at Taft Point, and it's a couple getting married at Taft Point. Like, that type of blog will show up on Google too. You just need to make sure you obviously do the appropriate SEO on that page as well. But yeah, I mean, that's the difference for me. It's like, I want to see actual income results, not just, oh, there's new users coming to my website. That's cool. But I haven't gotten any new inquiries. Like, to me, that's worthless.
Right.
I would rather see people coming, you know, I want people coming and reaching out. Like, that's what I want. And it's kind of
quality
like
quality too.
Yeah. Like it's a difference between just results and then income results, that type of thing.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay, Danny. So what is like a no BS reality or piece of advice that you would give to your former self with respect to the topic of SEO? Just something that like it or not, or whether it feels warm and fuzzy or not, you would just like tell to your former self about SEO.
Don't wait. Don't wait to do this, because it takes at least 6 months for Google to start showing your webpage once it's done, or at least live. It takes a while to be actually showing on Google. So don't wait to start your website. Don't wait to get it done. don't wait to start building on this strategy, because then it could be too late and like your Instagram could get hacked and then you're really done. So, you know, unfortunately, I think if you get hacked, it's actually a lot harder now unless you're verified, which I know you were just talking about on your Instagram, which is so funny because I wish I would have been verified when I was hacked. But yeah. I mean, don't wait to get started. I would have said no BS, like stop making excuses, Danny, and sit down and do it. Like if you wait, it could be too late. So,
yep,
and absolutely. Like I said, it also takes a while. Yeah. It takes a while for Google.
So you're saying like it takes a while to get the results and SEO is more of like a long game.
Yeah. So meaning like SEO lasts for years. Like your webpage really could last for years and still be giving results. But to get it running and for Google to actually start like showing it as a result, it needs to be up. I think like 6 months is like the minimum. I created these pages like a year before I started seeing results from it. So that's why the longer you wait, the longer you're going to wait to see results. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean rush it. It just means don't wait to get started. So yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. I love that. And I love that reality check that like, hey, you're going to be putting the work in and you have to wait a little bit to see the result. And that's okay because it's going to serve you for years. So don't burn out just by needing some sort of like really quick result, just by needing the payoff immediately, like have the self-discipline to be like, I'm in it for the long haul. I'm in it for actually getting results years from now, not just like the immediate. So Danny, tell us a little bit about like, is there a way that we can work with you more closely and get more of like an in-depth approach to SEO instead of just, the podcast.
Yeah. Well, so like I said, you can catch a fish for a man and feed him for a day, or you could teach him how to fish and feed him for a lifetime. And so what I'm doing is I'm doing a 6 month long mentorship program specifically with 5 students. You have to apply to be in the program. And the reason for that is because I want the right people who are going to see the success I want them to have in this program. That means like having a website, having a niche that you're really specific in, like knowing what your brand is. That is really going to help us as we create your pages and your keywords together. And it's a 6 month long process. So I'm hoping that we'll start seeing some results by the end of it, or at least in the next 6 months afterwards. So that is starting in May. Applications close on the 30th, which is just in a few days. And so I'm really, really excited about that. I think it's going to be great. If you don't necessarily know your brand or have a website, I do also have the videos that I'm going to be sending my students in the mentorship available on sale. So you guys can get those videos. And I go through basically everything I'm teaching my students. So you can still get the help that you need as you begin your SEO journey and all the good stuff there. So yeah, that's awesome. Kind of it.
Awesome. And is there like a link that we can send in the show notes that takes people out to apply for that?
Yeah, I'll give you the link. Just head on over to the webpage and just apply there. I'll get back to you and I'll let the people know and get them in the program as soon as possible. So yeah.
Sweet. I love it. Awesome. Well, Danny, thank you so much. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today and teaching us all about SEO. What's like a place we can just connect with you? I know you got a podcast, Instagram, that we can just connect with you more casually as well.
Yeah. I actually have a Facebook group for photographers. It's called Get It Done on Page One. SEO for photographers in parentheses. It's great. We're having a lot of fun there talking through, you know, website critiques and just a bunch of SEO fun facts. So if you just want to get your feet wet, even with SEO, get in there. But yeah, you can find me on Instagram, Danny Purrington. Our podcast is the Photography Business Podcast, which is still a lot of fun there too. So yeah, that's where you can reach me.
I love it. We'll make sure those get in the show notes as well. All right, Danny. Well, hey, thank you so much. This has been such a fun. I feel like I'm like going to spend the rest of the day just hanging out in like the keyword research planning tool. I don't know why. It just seems like it excites me. So this has been so... I hope other people feel that way too. Maybe I'm just like the nerd about it. But hey, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us today. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me again. It's been a blast.